I would suggest that it came in across the Indonesian Papua New Guinea border, Banimosa. There are only two countries that were supposedly bug-free in the world. That was Nepal and Papua New Guinea, but Papua New Guinea's been crossed off the list now. So I would imagine that it came in over the land border with Indonesia. They have it. So every coffee country, producing country in the world has it, except Nepal. So it can be livable. The way to control it is the annual pruning, to done properly, the clearing of fallen beans on the ground which should be buried or burnt, and the stripping of any buried coffee berries on all the trees, so there is no potential host house for the bug to lay its eggs. The female lays it. So it's the eggs do the larvae do the damage eating the cherry coffee berries.
Now, this was noticed fairly recently, but you're suggesting it must have been in PNG for a lot longer than people realise.
It has been. They have quarantining or discovered in Jawaka province, Eastern Highland province, Southern Highland province, Western Highland province, Chivu and Inga. That's virtually the entire coffee-producing areas of Papua New Guinea. Now, couldn't have come on the plane yesterday, as I said, so it's been there for some time to get into all those provinces.
Most of the coffee grown in PNG is from smallholders, individual plots of land. Are they looking after their coffee plants in the right way? And if they were looking after them correctly, wouldn't they have noticed this a bit earlier?
Oh, yeah, they probably did notice it. What do they do about it? Nature. It's, if they, each year, they should strip it of all the host berries so that there's nothing left. But in PNG, it's spread over very rugged terrain, individual gardens, and virtually impossible to eradicate or control once it's here. Strip everything, prune heavily, and start again next year.
So you think it's impossible to eradicate the coffee berry borer from PNG now that it's there?
I'd say virtually, yes. Completely. If they prune after the annual harvest in September, October, November, they should prune heavily, get rid of all the old coffee beans. If they're on the ground, bury them or burn them. The only known remedy for them is really natural remedies such as birds to eat them and ants. I don't think they've discovered a pesticide yet that will knock them out.
Although this is obviously bad news for PNG, as you've already noted, there's only one country in the world that doesn't have this borer, and that's Nepal. Clearly countries can grow coffee and learn to live with this parasite.
Of course, yes. No problem. It just takes better farming.
Do farmers in PNG who grow coffee have enough knowledge to be able to grow good coffee even and try and keep the numbers of this coffee berry borer down?
They do, yes. They are natural gardeners and they know what to do. It's not rocket science to control it. It's just to not to let it have any host beans, berries on the tree.
Well, the government's obviously very concerned. They've allocated $50 million to try and control this pest.
Look, over the last 2 decades in Papua New Guinea, we have thrown a couple of billion kina at the coffee industry, which has been spectacular unsuccessful. We have achieved a declining production. We've had several programs such as the Green Revolution, CDA, and the mother of them all, NADP, the National Agricultural Development Program. And the National Agricultural Development Program was allocated 100 million kina a year for 5 years. Now, most of that money disappeared with the, what we call the Waigani paper farmers. It never got to the grassroots growers. So 50 million will go nowhere. It'll be spent, but won't achieve much.